In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This past week, I had a conversation with a man who is a reader in the Orthodox Church. It's a man that you've never met and you don't know, but this man feels a desire someday, and God willing someday soon, to be ordained to the diaconate. I think this man would probably actually make a very good one. And so I encouraged him to pursue this with his priest and with his spiritual father. But in the midst of our conversation, I also decided to simply ask him straight up, why do you want to be a deacon? This is a question, as important as it is, that rarely gets asked of men who think they want to be deacons. Why do you want to be a deacon? And his response was something like, so I can use my gifts in a greater way to serve the church. Of course, that's a good answer. But is that it? Is that all there is? You want to be a deacon, or a priest for that matter, because you have gifts and you want to serve. And so I asked this man, but do you love people? Do you love people? And do you want to help people? Do you want to help people know God and know his love for them? And to my surprise, to those questions, I got no response. Do you want to love people? And do you want them to help them to find God? Of course, you can't, or at least you shouldn't, be a clergyman of the church unless you first love God and love his people and want all of the people in the world to come to know and love God as well. There are plenty of ways to serve in the church, but the church needs men who love humanity and who want to see God's children all come home again on the last day. Because that is what God wants. And if you don't believe me, that's precisely what he says in today's gospel. A certain man gave a supper and he invited many. But there were a number of men who were too busy to come to the party. As St. Luke says, they all with one accord began to make excuses. And then the master of the house said to his servant, go quickly out into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind. And the servant said, Master, it is done as you have commanded. And there is still room yet. Then the master said to the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in so that my house may be filled. Go and find and compel so that my house may be filled. That is what our Lord wants. He wants a full house and a crowded table. And all his children, not just those of you who go to church on Sunday mornings, but every last person who has ever lived, every last person who is living now, and every last person who ever will live. He wants all of them to be home again with him this Christmas. But here is the key. He doesn't want it for himself. He doesn't want it for himself. He wants it because he loves you. He wants it because he loves all of humanity. He loves you and he loves me even in our unlovableness. He loves us even when we don't love ourselves. And so as we make our way toward Bethlehem again this year, toward that city whose name literally means house of bread, Bethlehem, as we make our way toward that great and holy feast of God becoming one of us for all of us, He wants you to know more than anything else this Christmas that you have a seat at the table, all because He loves you, all because He is for you and not against you. And to be quite honest, Christmas just won't be the same without you. That's what Jesus thinks. And so today, as He does each and every day, as He just did in the gospel that you heard, He sends out an invitation. Come, come here. This is all for you. This day, this liturgy, this upcoming feast, it's not for Him. It is all for you. And His only prayer on this December morning is that His invitation would be received with a willing heart. May God grant that to all of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.